Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over at least one story today because I think it's big news, although the mainstream media isn't talking about it too much. I had to move hotels today in Miami, so that's why I didn't really have time to focus on this. And I interviewed my good buddy, Robert Kiyosaki. That'll come out next week. We had a fantastic conversation that you guys are really going to love. But as far as the macroeconomic news, the yield curve isn't inverted again, but it's definitely flattening out. And we're seeing inflation run at over an 8 handle. Went down, but it only went down to about 8.3%. And we're seeing inflation explode overseas as well. We're seeing all of these big corporations being hit by higher and higher input costs. Obviously, this is squeezing the consumer because their incomes aren't going up at the same rate of inflation as inflation. So real wages are going down. So it's a point, they're at a point where they're having to rob Peter to pay Paul, especially with gas prices. My goodness. I haven't been in the United States for quite some time, as you guys know. But I was just driving around today in Miami, and I can't believe how high gas prices are. I mean, up at like $5 a gallon. And usually they're rather low here, relatively speaking, compared to other states, especially in California. I can't imagine what gas prices are in California right now. I mean, they've got to be, what, $7 a gallon, something like that. I mean, just completely bananas. But anyway, we've been talking about this a lot on this channel. This is nothing new to the Rebel Capitalists here. But, and we do know that the yield curve did invert with the twos and the tens, call it 2 months ago. And then it started to steepen out. But what we have seen recently, now that the stock market continues to go down, 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 we have the 10-year treasury starting to go down. It was up over 3% just the other day. And now I saw just maybe 5 minutes ago, it dipped down below 2.8%. So then the next question becomes, what is the 2-year treasury doing? And it's going down, but it's not going down at the same rate. Therefore, the curve is flattening. So this is what we really, really, really have to pay attention to. We got to watch this like a hawk over the next few weeks to see if we completely flatten out and, more importantly, if we invert again. So let's go over to these charts and you guys can see exactly where we are. Again, 10-year down at 2.788%. And you can, this is a 3-month chart. So we'll move to a 1-month chart. You can just see kind of the recent decline here. And this goes back to not that long ago, just 4 or 5 days ago, the 17th, or 3 or 4 days ago. And then we've got the 2-year treasury that will do the same 1-month deal here. Again, it has gone down, but see, the 2-year treasury has only gone down by about 10 basis points, where the 10-year treasury has gone down by over 20 basis points. So again, when the 10-year is going down at a faster rate than the 2-year, that means that curve is flattening out. The flatter the curve gets, the higher the probability that we're headed into a recession. And I know a lot of the mainstream talking heads are starting to use the R word, which makes me very uncomfortable because I've been talking about a recession for quite some time. And back then, you're kind of a contrarian, which I like being. It makes me feel a lot better about my position or the accuracy of my position when it's the opposite of what the mainstream media is saying. Whenever the mainstream media jumps on board, then I start to wonder if I might be wrong, especially Jim Cramer. But if the Fed continues to actually raise rates, that's a big question mark. They can sit there and talk about raising rates all they want, but the bark is a lot bigger than the bite when it comes to Jerome Powell. He is by no means a Paul Volcker. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts
in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
Again, if the Fed raises rates another 25, 50, 75 basis points, maybe even a percent, while they continue to talk this hawkish talk, even though that would only take rates up to, call it 1.75%, I think that's where you continue to get the stock market decline. And it with a big stock market decline, that's where you would, or the I should say the probability would be extremely high that you get another quarter of negative GDP growth. When you combine that with the first quarter of negative GDP, that would technically put us into a recession. So let's see how the markets responded today. Let's go to the CNBC homepage. And the US, the Dow was up 8 points, but it was a wild ride. Let's go to a chart and you can see what I'm referring to. Let's go to a 1 month chart. Actually, I'm sorry, it's a 1 day chart. And we were up here for the beginning and then we went way down. And then all of a sudden at roughly 1:30 in the afternoon, it goes back up a little. And then the end of the day, everyone's a buyer. I don't know if one of the Fed governors came out with maybe some dovish news. That's usually what happens to make the market rebound like this, because the market just gets a whiff of QE and then they start going back up again, or a whiff of lower interest rates, or maybe hiking rates at a slower pace. That's what the market likes to see. So I don't know if that was the catalyst to this type of action at the end of the day or not, but it very well could have been. So NASDAQ down 33 points. Oil, wow, up 112. Boy, that's not good for the economy either. Again, robbing Peter to pay Paul. I mean, all of us are average Joes, so I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. But when inflation is going up at a 15% clip and gas prices have doubled and your paycheck has only gone up by 2 or 3%, you are far more poor and your purchasing power has really been diminished. And if your purchasing power is diminished, that means less disposable income. Less disposable income, less aggregate demand. And less aggregate demand, we see economic output or GDP decline. Not the way it should be, all revolving around aggregate demand, but unfortunately, in an economy that's so overlevered, where sovereign debt is at all-time highs, corporate debt all-time high, consumer debt at all-time highs, we have to continue this game of musical chairs where the consumer debt is continuing to grow and the consumer spending is continuing to grow. In a healthy economy, this additional money supply growth that's created by the banks and their lending would be a product of bankers seeing opportunity for productive lending, where you're going to lend XYZ company or XYZ startup money because you think there's a good chance they pay you back because they build up a company that is creating more goods and services. Therefore, the additional goods and services are offset, or excuse me, the additional money supply created by the loan is offset by the additional goods and services. But unfortunately, in this economy that we have, we just have to continue to do everything we can to prop up aggregate demand, regardless of whether the additional lending or the additional money supply is going into consumer, just consumption or production. Gold up to 1845, still low for what you would expect based on the CPI, but you have to understand that the smart money knows if we get a stock market crash, then everyone's going to sell the gold they have. They have to have liquidity. And that's going to put massive downward pressure on the price of gold over the short term. And I think that's why you're seeing gold trade at an 1800 handle compared to like a 2000 handle. So 10-year, like we said, down 2.788, and Bitcoin down with the NASDAQ about 2.6%. So there you go, guys. That's what's happening in the markets. That's kind of the Friday recap going into the weekend. I would strongly suggest paying attention to the yield curve, the twos and the tens going into next week. And let's see if the Fed starts taking a more dovish stance or continues with this, what is perceived to be a hawkish stance, which I think would bring asset prices down even further. I saw on CNBC today, the stock market is down like 7 weeks in a row. Let's see if it comes down by 8 weeks in a row next week. And I think we just get closer and closer to the Fed breaking something. That's pretty much been my theme for the last 6 months. All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. As always, make sure that you stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. And we'll see you in the next video.